So what do you think's the up with the extraterrestrial imagery that features so heavily in some strands of psychedelic experience?
You mean the cat-eyed, that kind of imagery? The cat-eyed alien gray, pudgy little...
That and just the sense of, I think it seems like a lot of people just even describe the sense of an extraterrestrial intelligence or...
Well, remember we were talking last night about how everything wants to articulate itself. Everything wants somehow to communicate and be perceived as language. When that impulse is most clearly separated from its object, or from its source, I guess you'd say, then maybe that's what you get, is this Gumby-like, pure impulse toward communication or something like that. I mean, it seems to me it's like looking at a pure function, a pure psychological function of some sort. You see what I mean?
No longer rooted in
its source.
Source being biology and the evolution of physical form on this particular planet.
Yeah.
And so that once it reaches a certain kind of...
It can actually walk away from itself. And then there you have it. And you're saying, you know, what is this? It's category confounding. It can't be. It's an essence without an object.
Mm.
Or something like that. And,
yeah, I've had some pretty profound moments of feeling like contact with something like extraterrestrial intelligence without believing it, even often in the interior of the trip that it was.
Oh, you mean while loaded?
Yeah, even at the time going, okay, this is
I'll let this happen.
Yeah, this is a phenomena occurring, rather than, oh, I'm finally seeing it. And or maybe you're just sort of geared for it with science fiction. You're like, okay.
So how real was it?
Well, I mean, maybe it's just the language that I use for other. That if you present me with some kind of intelligence or communicating force that seems to be other, that's very high, you know, very evolved, that maybe I'm just going to tend to see it more as alien. But even in terms of those buzzes, like the kind of weird way that sounds can like form these vibrating matrices, is they often take on a kind of more metallic quality and become more synthetic. And with that rising, begin to enter into an imagery realm that's very
peculiarly
cosmic.
Alien.
It's peculiarly alien and technological often, as opposed to natural.
Uh-huh. That's the place.
And that's, you know, this, that's like a lens or something of, I mean, because if you imagine if you imagine it pouring forward or moving rapidly forward, there's a kind of front edge that's very weird because it's sort of like birthing all whole sets of new
foam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know that place.